Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. So how are you today? Fine? Full of the joys of life? Well, I hope so, because our theme tonight is...
Joy, 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 joy.
Well, if that hasn't blown away your cobwebs, maybe my laughing bee will bring a smile to your lips. Or maybe the friend of Lewis Ferguson, the station manager, will exercise your cheeky chuckle muscles. You've got to laugh, haven't you? But when I say the theme of this programme is joy, I'm not meaning joy in the sense of belly laughs and ha-ha-has by being silly. We've already made a programme on humour. No, joy is much more than jokes and humour, although that is part of it, of course. This particular programme is more about joy in the deepest, most profound sense. Like what, I hear you ask? Well, like these examples of real, deep and lasting joy. The sheer joy of being alive in a beautiful world on a sunny day like John Denver.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you, I'd give to you a day just like today. If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make you feel this way. The sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. The water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me behind.
Joy comes in many ways. There's the ecstatic joy of falling in love like Leslie Garrett.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be? The sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love he brings to me.
Or how about the thrilling joy of marrying Mr. or Mrs. Wright, as Kenny Rogers clearly has.
All my life was a paper, once plain, pure and white, till you moved with your pen, changing moods now and then. Till the balance was right, then you added some music. Every note was in place, and anybody could see all the changes in me by the look on my face. Life meant nothing to me until you came along. And you brought out the colors. What a gentle surprise. Now I'm able to see all the things life can be, shining soft in your eyes. Created a world where dreams are apart, and when you decorated my life, needing your love. All over my heart, you decorated my life.
Or what greater joy than giving birth to a baby like Anne Murray?
I'll walk in the rain by your side. I'll cling to the warmth of your tiny hand. I'll do anything to help you understand. I'll love you more than anybody can. And the wind will whisper your name to me. Little birds will sing along in time. The leaves will bow down when you walk by. And morning bells will chime. I'll be there when you're feeling down, to kiss away the tears if you cry. I'll share with you all the happiness I found, a reflection of the love in your eyes. And the wind, the leaves will bow down when you walk by, and morning bells will chime, and the wind.
Or what about the joy of, well, please yourself on this one, the joy of meeting new people, having new experiences, visiting India, having sex. Personally, I think it's about the joy of visiting a certain mountain range in India.
The first time that I saw you, I said, for goodness sake, that man's got the power, he's a charmer with a snake. I was thrilled and fascinated, but somehow liberated, when you took me to the place I never been. You showed me lots of things I never seen. You set me free, as if you'd taken me halfway up the Hindu Kush. And I love you for showing me the view from halfway up the Hindu Kush. When I felt it begin to rise, I kinda got the feeling I was floating to the ceiling instead of only looking at the sky. You picked me up and showed me how to fly. You said,
you're listening to 3TFM, where we're thinking tonight about joy. There's all kinds of sources of joy. There's also the joy of discovering your true self, finding out just who you were born to be, like Susan Boyle did.
When I was a child, I could see the wind
You see what I mean? Joy is not all about belly laughs and ha ha ha. Joy can be very deep, satisfying and fulfilling. We all hope and pray and search for real, deep, lasting joy. But we often look in the wrong places for it. Often we get let down and disappointed and hurt. We certainly can't force joy or make it happen to order. We cannot buy joy. It's not on sale in a shop window. It's not found, as advertisers promise, by consuming ever more of their products. Joy doesn't come in a bottle. Ecstasy is not in pill form. So how can we get real, true, deep, lasting joy? To cut a long story short, it's a gift given to us by our Creator and Designer, Jesus Christ. Now wait, don't just rush to switch off at this point. Hear me out. It's not just me saying this. Listen to Catherine Jenkins, who personally knows the joy of rediscovering faith, love, and acceptance.
Where did I misplace my faith? Where did I set it down? Which one the day that I forgot what this was all about? And I came so close to throwing it all away, but I'm taking it back again. So come and rejoice, come and rejoice. What was lost,
and there's the very real joy of the little lost sheep being found by their good shepherd and both returning home rejoicing, as Hugh Pridey can personally testify.
I will sing
There's a deep joy in discipleship of Jesus on the journey of life, as Michael Card found. Our last song tonight, by Roger Patterson from Saltcoats, sums up the secret of true, deep, lasting joy. It's based on Jesus' parable about a man who sold everything else in order to possess a very expensive pearl. What is it that you would gladly give up everything else for in order to have? What is your pearl of great price, your holy grail, your number one top priority? The secret of real joy is in the spelling of the word J-O-Y. Put Jesus first, others second, yourself third. Seek first the kingdom of God and everything will follow from that. Follow Jesus and you will have eternal joy. Eternal joy. So bye for now. Tune in again next time. So here's Roger and Doubt, as they say.
Told a story of a man who searched for pearls.
pearls, and having found the one pearl of great price, he sold all of the others to make that one his own. And so it is with us who want his kingdom in our lives. And no, the richest man I know. I'm richer now than gold could ever make me, for in him I found the fortune, the pearl of great price, in a place where only Jesus' love could take me. This world offers are just diamonds made of dust. They glitter for a while and then they're gone. But the Father says his kingdom is like a precious pearl, priceless, yet in Jesus it is free to anyone. Eternity's treasure, the light of the world. Oh, gonna build my life around it, the kingdom of heaven, the pearl, the kingdom of heaven.